We've made it to Midweek Wednesday. Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. We might get some more rain today, but nothing like yesterday. Air quality still kind of questionable. We're going to talk about that. And, of course, we're going to talk about the Northeast Washington Fair. Tomorrow is the first day of the fair. Air quality continuing to be a factor all around our area. In Colville, the air quality has improved, but just into the moderate range. Kettle Falls and all the surrounding areas still showing unhealthy for sensitive group air quality. Chewelah, exactly on the division point between moderate and unhealthy for sensitive groups air quality.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
A major cross-state highway closed earlier this month because of a wildfire in the North Cascades National Park will reopen today. The State Department of Transportation closed State Route 20, the North Cascades Highway. They closed that to ensure firefighters' safety as they fought the sourdough fire. Well, the road will reopen today. That fire ignited July 29th because of a lightning strike near Diablo in the steep terrain of the Ross Lake Recreation Area. Crews removed rock and debris from the highway. It will be open for travelers passing through, but it will be posted, no stopping allowed. The Northeast Washington Fair, it starts tomorrow. And one of the first day's kickoff events is Fair Royalty. Here's what you need to know about the Royalty Program.
This is Gina Cox, and I am the Northeast Washington Fair Royalty Advisor, and I'm in charge of putting on the pageant that we have every year for our royalty. This year, our current royalty who will be reigning over this year's fair will be Queen Abigail Thompson and Princess Camille Kitt. They went through the past year going to all local events and supporting the fair and promoting it, and they've done a great job. And then we also have four individuals that are going to be trying out to be next year's fair royalty. But we do this event on Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. And the four people who are running are Camille Kitt is running again. So if you are a princess, you can run again the next year. So she is going to be running again, and she's going to be playing her flute for us. And then there's Tira Kaiser, and she is from Addy, and she is going to be doing an Irish dance. And then there's Cora Collier. She is going to be singing for us, and Bree Paxton, who is going to be doing a line dance for us. So we're really excited that we had four girls who are willing to try out this year. We will be awarding a queen and a princess again, and they are usually judged on an application that they submit where they write an essay. They will also be giving a speech, which they were given the question on. They also do poison appearance. They have an impromptu question, and they are doing their talents. And then there will be an interview with the judges. So it should be a good show. They've really been working hard. We've been practicing all month long, and they've really improved, and things were looking good at final rehearsal. And also, we are in combined with the grand opening of the fair, and we will have Charlie Dickey, who is 12 years old, but she's going to do our national anthem. During the pageant, we have a couple times that we are going to do an event where we call all past royalty up, and it doesn't matter if they're necessarily fair royalty. They can be any royalty, if they would just come on up if they can. If not, we could go out into the crowd and would like them to announce what years that they were royalty for. And it's always interesting to get all the past royalty up there and do that. And then we will also, at the very end, we will do a chicken dance for kids age 4 to 9. So we have them get up on stage and they will dance with all the royalty members. And it's really cute. So hopefully the kids are ready for that, and we'll give them a little treat when they leave, and it should be a good experience. It's Thursday night at 6:30 p.m., and it will be in the Spencer stage. It will be a great show, and I hope you guys all come out and support the girls. Thank you.
All right, the Northeast Washington Fair, it's getting underway. That's going to start tomorrow. Don't forget, you'll also be able to see the fair royalty at the parade on Saturday. The parade gets underway at 10 o'clock downtown Colville. Should be a really good parade. Also, a lot more entries this year in the livestock categories. You're going to see a lot of sheep, a lot of hogs, a lot of beef cows. Be a lot of horses there, too. It's going to be a fabulous Northeast Washington Fair this year. We'll see you down there starting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Don't forget, first 1,500 people on Thursday get in free, thanks to the folks at Boise. Boise Day coming up for the opening day of the Northeast Washington Fair.
Colville Together, a Main Street program, invites you to the 3rd, 4th Friday on August 25th. This is a family-friendly evening that includes vendors along Main and Astor, an art walk from 3 to 5 p.m., kids crafts in the library from 3:30 to 5 p.m., and a live concert featuring Country Shuffle starting at 5 p.m. in Heritage Court. Thank you to the Vincent Fund for sponsoring the live concert. Plus, on Thursday, August 31st, enjoy Devin Wade at 6 p.m. in Heritage Court. Brought to you by Farm Jam. Don't miss all the fun this summer in Heritage Court. Come join us downtown for fun family events.
Sturgeon season is coming up. That's coming up in September. Here's a reminder of some of the changes and the details to keep in mind to have some fun fishing this year for sturgeon. It is Fish and Wildlife's question of the week.
Hi folks, Bill Baker here, district fish biologist with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. We get a lot of questions from the public. One that we received recently is, I know that the sturgeon season on Lake Roosevelt was pushed back to September this year, but I can't remember exactly when it starts. What are the season dates in 2023, and why did they change? Beginning this year, the Lake Roosevelt sturgeon fishery will be open in the fall and run from September 16th through November 30th. The change is being implemented to take advantage of cooler water temperatures, which reduce stress on wild adult fish that are caught incidentally in the fishery but are not legal to harvest. The harvest slot limit for keepers this year will be 53 to 63 inches fork length, and anglers will be allowed one fish per day and two for the season. The full 2023 FDR sturgeon fishing regulation will be available on the WDFW website soon. Just go to the homepage and type emergency regulations into the search bar. The Lake Roosevelt sturgeon fishery reopened in 2017 with a goal of reducing overrepresented year classes of sturgeon from the early years of the conservation hatchery program. These fish experienced higher survival than anticipated, resulting in overrepresentation in the population. And because they were derived from a small number of adult brood stock, representing a relatively limited genetic pool, they posed a potential risk to the wild population as they approached spawning age. Between 2017 and 2022, anglers harvested between 4,000 and 5,000 of those fish, solving what could have been a major problem, something we refer to as genetic swamping. In the meantime, the hatchery program transitioned to a collection of larval sturgeon caught from the wild, which are contributed by a much larger number of adult fish. This strategy better represents the genetics of the population and helps ensure its persistence in the long term. Over the next few years, you'll see additional changes to the Lake Roosevelt sturgeon regulations in order to protect wild adult fish, as well as some weak but valuable year classes of sturgeon reared in the hatchery between 2011 and 2016, all while maintaining fishing and harvest opportunity for certain other year classes. If you're interested in the details, you can take a look at the Lake Roosevelt Sturgeon Fishery recorded presentation on the WDFW website. You can find it by going to the WDFW homepage and typing white sturgeon into the search box in the upper right-hand corner. Then click on the link for Columbia River white sturgeon, then on Lake Roosevelt. If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There'll be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. Thanks.
If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov or you can call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There will be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Six Seattle relievers combined for five effective innings, helping the Mariners beat the Chicago White Sox 6-3 last night. Well, the Mariners now with two times this year with eight straight wins. See if they can break that eight straight win record with a ninth win today. Yesterday, Brian Wu tossed four innings of one-run ball in his return from the injured list. Seattle's bullpen took over then. Justin Topa got four outs for the win. Muniz earned his eighth save by striking out Lewis Robert Jr. with a runner on first. Well, right before the eighth loss in 10 games, Chicago announced their executive vice president, Ken Williams, and the general manager, Rick Hahn. They both got fired about the eighth inning of yesterday's game. Mariners wrap up that series with Chicago today. See if they can make it a sweep. A day off tomorrow as they head back to open a homestand in Seattle. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by ABC Heating and Electric, 411 West 2nd in Colville. If you're looking for a little comfort in your life, call the experts, your Carrier dealer at ABC Heating and Electric. Give Deb a call. Make an appointment, 509-684-2880. About a 50-50 chance we're going to see a little bit of rain today, but it won't be all that much. Not all that hot either. 74 degrees for an afternoon high. Only about a tenth of an inch of rain today. Overnight, about 38 degrees, 81. Should be a nice Thursday for the opening of the fair, 86 on Friday, 90 on Saturday, 93 and sunshine Sunday, 95 Monday. Going to have a few clouds, might even have some showers by Tuesday next week, 88 for a high. Carrier dealers, the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. Well, keep in mind, if you're going to be outdoors doing any kind of work, it is unhealthy for sensitive groups around most of our areas. Right in Colville, the air monitor showing just barely still in the moderate range. So it's not as bad as it has been, but still have a lot of smoke in the air. Thanks for joining me here. It is a Wednesday. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL, KCRK.
Now, time for another Otis Advisory.
Don't pay when you go to the store. Save your money. When you're through shopping, just say, "No thanks, I'm good. See you chumps later," and just keep walking. It's all free. Limit $1,000 per visit, though, just to keep it fair. You could say, hey, put it on the insurance tab, and then smile and head for the parking lot. That's about it. Remind the store guy that the cash register, that's just there for decoration. And if somebody thinks you should pay, scream discrimination. Paying, that's for losers. Remember, you're the victim here. Same thing goes for traffic fines. Don't stop for that red light. Equity will pay your ticket. That's right, equity. It's the great equalizer. They'll take care of it. Let's say we're both splitting a candy bar. Each want half, right? Well, no, silly, you're thinking wrong again. In the new America, equity depends on who's asking. Brilliant, really. The first 20% goes to the hustle. Your half comes out of what's left. You're a lot easier to bully when you're fat, dumb, and poor. So what can you do? Well, start with this. When you get into an elevator, don't face the front like everybody else. Do like me and face the back the whole time. The others will be so nervous, they will get out on the next floor and you'll have it all to yourself. Remember now, use your Uncle Otis secret decoder ring to get all the hidden messages in these stupid bits. And I'll see you at the Peace March.